Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
All right. I don't know how much you love history. Maybe not at all. But this is the kind of history anybody can get into.
Okay.
It's the kinkiest historical figures.
Mm.
Some of them you definitely know. Others, they'll be new to you, but they're kinky.
Okay.
We'll make it worth it.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
This one's from long ago. The Sultan of Morocco, Moulay Ismail Ibn Sharif. Sharif, not Sheriff. I'm sure he wasn't like, hey, it's me, Sheriff. Sharif. Okay. Was already known as bloodthirsty for his rule from 1672 to 1727. But there's another reason that he's managed to remain historically pertinent.
Okay.
Now you hear about, what is it, Attila the Hun? That
yeah.
Almost everybody, if you do like a 23andMe, almost everybody has a little bit of Central Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because of Attila the Hun fathering so many. This guy also really liked to pick him up and put him down. It's estimated that Moulay Ismail fathered 1,042 children.
Wow.
Just for the sake of doing the math, it would take 1,042 child estimate and spread it evenly across roughly 57 years from age 25 to 82. That works out to about fathering 18 children per year or one child every 20 days.
What?
All right, Nick Cannon.
So when was he around?
1600s?
Yeah.
1600s.
Late 1600s into the 1700s.
I mean, it wouldn't have been that hard to do back then, though. If you're the Sultan, then obviously they didn't care about anyone's feelings or what was happening. So I'm sure he just went, well, today's your day. I mean, if he's doing that every day, 18 isn't actually that many per year for a guy like that to me.
Considering
I'm surprised it wasn't like once a week.
A brutal, bloodlust leader. I doubt he was doing a lot of wooing. They estimate that he was having sex every 15 to 29 hours, according to computer simulations.
Wow.
They ran it through AI.
They did.
Okay. All right.
You guys remember Heliogabalus, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I have all
he
of
was
his
a
posters.
4-year reign as a Roman emperor and met with a lot of public turmoil, religious controversy, and a lot of sex stuff. He married 4 times in 4 years, possibly as many 7, with one of his wives being a Vestal Virgin, a priestess who had taken a vow of chastity. Ha! In your face. His repeated divorces also had political consequences, since each one meant alienating another powerful Roman family. He's like, I'll just marry a woman from this Roman family.
Okay. All right.
His sex life, though, that was the big part. Heliogabalus had numerous relationships with women while also openly taking male lovers. Pretty big deal for the Roman era. The part that particularly shocked Romans wasn't that he was having sex with so many people, is that he preferred the, quote, passive role with men. Roman ideals at the time were fine with men being with men as long as you were the one in the back, so to speak.
Oh, so he was a bottom.
He was a bottom.
Okay. Oh. He was a catcher, not a pitcher.
Yes. He did not care, according to this. The emperor would, quote, dress like a prostitute and go to brothels and sell himself. Now that is, that's real kinky there.
Yeah. I guess there were a lot of.
Even.
Roman brothels?
Established a brothel inside the palace where friends, clients, and slaves could visit. Yes, I'm sure the slaves were like, well, we're all done slaving today. Want to head down to the brothel? No, I'm going to go to the gaming library.
Yeah.
They described Heracles as the emperor's husband and reported that Heliogabalus wanted to be treated as his wife. wanted doctors to create female genitalia for him, offering an enormous amount of money to any doctor from Rome who could make him a lady.
Wow. Huh. They could do that back then?
Doesn't sound like it.
I mean.
But he was like, but someday.
He was ready for a crackpot to take a chance on it.
Okay.
Really ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah, no kidding. Real trendsetter.
All right, here's one you might be more familiar with. Have you heard of Ben Franklin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A little more common than Hieroglabus or whatever his name was.
I remember from The Office. He was super horny.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he was.
He was an impersonator of Ben Franklin, but they thought he was a male stripper. Scientist, inventor, diplomat, obviously on the $100 bill, one of the most important founding fathers. He lived from 1706 to 1790. Many mistresses throughout his life. And particularly appreciation for older women, a topic he did not keep to himself. Which is why he thought older women made better lovers. In case you were curious why he thought that, he wrote an essay in 1745 called Advice to a Young Man on the Choice of a Mistress.
Wow.
That guy was involved in everything.
He was. Hey, you know that guy who invented the stove and loves turkeys as the national animal? He thinks I should bang your mom. Mm-hmm. That's basically what this is.
Kind of, yeah.
He gave unsolicited dating advice to younger men, arguing that they should consider older women instead of younger ones. He had a list. He said older women are more discreet, less likely to get an unwanted pregnancy, and he also suggested there were no longer any virgins because sin is no big deal now.
Like, there's none? No.
That's basically what he's saying. He's like, older women are grateful for your penis.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote this in a letter and published it.
He seems like the kind of guy who would just bring up sex no matter what.
I kind of agree, yeah.
Like, hey, Ben, what do you want to have for dinner tonight?
They're trying to write the Declaration of Independence, and he's like, yeah, keep putting in there that the queen has nice gams. Like to see her ankles behind her crown. Quiet down, Uncle Ben.
Hey, she's older, you know.
I'm going to sign it with my penis. Come on, Ben.
Let me dip it in your ink. He argued
being
that
a pervert for like 1 minute, we're trying to found a country here.
An older woman would be his best companion, was the most tender and useful of all friends, and perhaps the most Benjamin Franklin sentence ever. Quote, as in the dark, all cats are gray. The pleasure of corporal enjoyment with an old woman is at least equal. In other words, he's the first to say they all look the same in the dark.
Yeah, with the lights off. A kitty's a kitty.
So many unnecessary words back then.
But it sounded so good.
I know, but man, just get to it.
Catherine the Great. Now, I've heard some things about old Kathy the Great.
Yeah,
from
what
Russia.
Have you heard?
I'm not sure if that's what they've heard.
I mean, I've only heard the things that I saw on The Great.
Did you watch that show?
I watched
on that show
most of it, yeah.
Did she ever seem like she was interested in a Tijuana donkey party?
Well, on that show, a lot of sex happened. I know that. Huh. I don't remember if there were... Actually, no, she was accused of having sex with a horse in that in that show.
They probably didn't show it. That'd be weird.
No.
She ruled Russia for more than three decades, one of the most powerful women in European history. And she had a reputation for having an exhaustive love life. She had a secret erotic cabinet, a private room at one of her palaces filled with sexually explicit artwork and furniture. There's a photograph of one of her tables, and it is, you know, back then, things were adorned with much more handcrafted stuff. Mm-hmm. And around the table, every 4 to 5 inches, is a wooden penis hanging down with two wooden balls adorned with festive holly looking like pubes coming out of the top.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
And then down at the bottom.
That's like what Casey Musgraves is riding around on their shows,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, the disco truck nuts.
Okay, I have to send you a photo of this table, Steve, because it has even more. The legs of the table were completely shocking when you see it.
Was this from the time when they had to put tablecloths on tables because men would get aroused by table legs?
Well, I think that's Victorian. I'm not sure where Catherine the Great adds up in that whole era, not going to lie.
No, I think she was in that Victorian
era. Oh, she definitely looks
era.
Very Victorian. But they weren't concerned in the secret sex room because this table has penis and balls legs.
Yeah, it's in her room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you don't have to hide that.
Look at that. But it looks like the balls are boobs.
Oh, those are definitely boobs. Yeah.
Well, look above it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, you're right. But it's incorporating Yeah, breasts as balls. Mm-hmm. That is a magnificent penis.
And like
penis.
A full head of Caesar hair.
And around the top of the table, too, there's penises hanging down and what appears to be like legs spread.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going back and forth between female and male genitals. Those table legs are spitting big geysers.
Yeah. You think they can get this on Wayfair?
Probably, but it's inside a cabinet, and you'd have to get to know you're getting it till you pull it out. There's another chair that each of the arms are made of two people providing oral to each other, and on the base of the chair is a woman's legs spread. At the very top of the chair is a woman's face carved into it, and out of the chair arises a schwanz pointing directly up. The chair is blowing itself.
Okay.
Schwanz.
To pieces.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. Psychologist James Joyce gave the world a lot of different things. Wrote Ulysses, three works that cemented his reputation as one of the great writers of the 20th century. He revolutionized literature, also was a little kinky in the things to say to his wife about bodily functions. James Joyce and his wife, Nora Barnacle, began
Nora
an intense,
Barnacle.
Passionate
God,
relationship.
One of the least sexy names I've ever heard.
It became more explicit when Joyce was away from Nora in 1909. The letters he sent her were so sexually frank that they eventually became known as his dirty letters. I think we read his dirty letters on the air one time.
Probably.
And in a letter of December 1909, at every F I gave you, your shameless tongue came bursting out through your lips, and if I gave you a bigger, stronger F than usual, fat, dirty farts came sputtering out of your backside.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
You had an A full of farts that night, darling. And I bleeped them out of you. Big fat fellows, long windy ones, quick little merry cracks, and a lot of tiny little naughty farties ending in a long gush from your
farties.
Hole.
Farties.
Did you say quick little merry farts?
Yeah. It is wonderful to F a farting woman when every F drives one out of her.
Wow. Yeah, you know, that's Barnacle F farts over there.
I would know Nora.
You knew that Barnacle would be a farter.
I would pick out Nora Barnacle's farts anywhere. I think I could pick hers out in a room full of farting women. Has your boyfriend ever said something so nice to you, mate?
All the time.
Yeah.
It is a rather girlish noise, not like the wet, windy one I imagine fat wives have.
Oh.
It is a sudden dry and dirty, like what a bold girl would let off in a fun school dorm at night.
God, somebody needs to make this like a play or something, like they did with Hamilton.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, but the farts are like beatbox. Like they're like,
We're a classy show. History, baby. Literature.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.